this was before I came to the States, and I really didn't know. But I remember very well playing on weddings and things that when I finished to play and I went out, there they finish 11 o'clock.
This is in Israel?
In Israel. You start 7, you finish 11, you have 4 hours. Sometimes if you play in a hotel, you play more time. No, usually in the wedding halls, you play till 11 because they are in the neighborhoods. So I remember 11 o'clock going out, 11:15, or people outside used to tell me, "We were listening to you, we were passing by and just hearing the music, we were staying here for hours just listening to you," you know. Mm-hmm. Many times, yeah. And also I remember many times that let's say, people want us to play for them, and I was busy, so I couldn't. So what they did is says, tell me when you're not busy, and they change the date for us, just for us to go there and play for them. It can be a wedding or it can be another thing, they were changing date just to accommodate us to play for them.
Is there a difference playing for the audiences here versus the ones in Israel? I mean, if you had to modify what you do or cater a little differently to the audience here?
Yeah, because in Israel you play more of the Israeli, let's say. In my audience was really Israeli, and also we play the regular weddings, that international music. You play Italian music, Greek music, Spanish music, American music, French, you know, anything. Mm-hmm. So when I came here, you know, so we play really, you know, when we do a concert, we have to play a lot of, you know, Jewish music. Jewish means Yiddish speaking music. Mm-hmm. And the klezmer type of lively music for them, you know.
Did you have to learn new tunes?
No, I knew them, you know. Mm-hmm. I know, because I'm listening to radio and records all the time, and I pick up always new stuff.
Mm-hmm. Is that where most of your repertoire comes from, is from listening rather than having sheet music, or?
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah, I get tapes from the source, so people call me, I just got a tape from Israel and listen to this, and I tape it for us and we started.
Is that how your musicians learn too? Because it looked to me like the, who was next to me? The keyboard player had charts, I mean, on his keyboard, like for various
okay,
tunes.
Just for various tones, it just put, because it's electronic keyboard, mm-hmm. So it uses sometimes a different sound or no. Mm-hmm. Not much.
But you're mostly playing it by ear and
oh yes, we know the tone, yeah. We know exactly the key, and we go right there.
And you do sort of what, like sets of tunes. In other words, you go in from one tune to the next.
Oh yes, I go from one tune to the next. Yeah,
is that something you've rehearsed, or do you just sort of do it and they pick up on it?
Oh, they know already all those tunes that I do. Sometimes I have a new tune, so I just put it in the middle, and they follow me once or twice, and they know it because they already know, their ears are trained already.
Do you have certain sets of tunes in your head that go together in your mind and you always do them that way, or would you switch around?
No, I switch around, yeah. Some sets you have to do, like, you know, the classics, mm-hmm. you must do in every time you go. Like, they have special tunes for a wedding, so you must do them, mm-hmm. you know. And then I change, you know, I see the people, what they want, mm-hmm. so I change. Sometimes.
Well, when people hire you, will they be specific about what they're looking for?
Oh yeah, sometimes they tell me. Saturday night I have now, like, we play in the Crown Hotel in the beach, and she explained to me, oh, they must be a very religious people because, you know, I play all this music. Here in Miami you don't have any other one that plays it, so they call me. Mm-hmm. So she said to me, just, you know, just Jewish music, Israeli Hasidic music, nothing else. Mm-hmm. Last Sunday I played in in a temple, Beth Orah, you know the temple?
Mm-hmm.
I played there a wedding at noontime. So, you know, and we play, you know, Stevie Wonder. You know, I just called to say I love you, all those kind of things. And then we played the klezmer music, Hasidic, and then we went to America, some Latin. We, you know, we make a mix.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends what I want.
Is there a difference even between Miami and New York as far as the audience is here and what they're interested in?
Really not. Maybe here more Latin. Oh, there they have Latin people too, not the Cubans, more the Puerto Ricans, so they have maybe more. No, I mean, I think it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you play for Latin people here or Colombian people, like you were mentioning the wedding.
Yes.
Would those be Latin? Would they be Jewish people who are Latin, or do you play for the non-Jewish Latin?
I play for non-Jewish. Really, I play sometimes for non-Jewish. Yeah. No, mostly they, you know, they Jewish. Well, they like the Latin music and they love it. So I have to play for them the latest.
Mm-hmm.
Like Patacón Pisado, you know, this is a cumbia, then I have to, you know, we have to work on it and do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to play, when we play salsa, we have to play the real salsa. We cannot fake it,
mm-hmm.
you know. We have to do it right, you know. Caballo Viejo, all those kind of things, you know. I'm not talking about Guantanamera, it's an old,
no,
you know, but
right.
Everybody loves it.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I go to a Hasidic wedding, and the boy said to me, Jamie, Guantanamera,
mm-hmm.
and I do it, and they all come out and dance, the boys, just the boys.
Really? I'd like to see
you have to see that. And
so
a guy loves it so much, and he said to me, play Guantanamera. I say, I can't in this place. You know, he understands right away. When I see the boys and they ask me, I do it. Because all the rabbis, you know, they already know me. They trust me very much. And when the rabbis see the boys dancing, Guantanamera, you know, if they dancing and I play it, or I play it and they dancing, the rabbis say, it must be okay. Something like that. No, not always I can, because, you know, I watch. I cannot do sometimes things that they ask me to do.
Uh-huh.
Because I have orders from the, you know, from the people that pay me, you know, just play strictly, you know, what we tell you to do.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes I mix it in, I see that I can do it. So I try a little bit and see the reaction. If it is okay, fine. If I see that something is wrong, so I stop.
Uh-huh.
Nothing happened, you know.
So there would obviously be a difference between us, between playing an Orthodox wedding and a Reform or
conservative,
sure, of the kinds of music you feel you could play.
Exactly. No, I have a surprise for you. I'm a surprise too. I have non-religious weddings coming up, and they want klezmer music. Because I did a concert not long ago in Kendall, in the Kendall Clubhouse. And they asked me to do klezmer. Nobody was religious over there. Nobody. So I say, let's try to do a tango. Let's try to do something else. Let's see what's happening here. Or I start with a swing or something. And they say, we don't want any of this American stuff. We have enough.
Mm-hmm.
We hire you because we want the klezmer music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a hit because a lot of people hire us after that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of couples that, you know, they get married or they have bar mitzvah kids, you know, and they want this kind of music.
Why do you think that is?
Because they feel like, and also young people.
Mm-hmm.
Not the old people, I can say they're nostalgic, you know. No, this is young people, and you can see them dancing. They were all wet because they were dancing so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't change the, you know, I have to play klezmer, real klezmer. And they jump and they have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
They have enough from the American and Latin or whatever you have here.
Mm-hmm.
So they want something else, and I have to do for them.
Mm-hmm.
It was a surprise for me.
Uh-huh. maybe it has something to do with like Jewish cultural identity and not so much the religious.
And no, it's true. You're right. Sure. No, it's nothing to do with religious. Because for the religious, I play, you know, Hasidic stuff. You know, because every song has words, you know, from the Talmud, from the Torah, from the Bible, whatever it is, from the prayer book, you know, every song has a, you know.
I know that there's certain standard songs that you play for weddings that the text has something to do with about brides and or grooms and
yes,
weddings and
yes,
joy or whatever. Are there also certain standard songs that you have to do for bar mitzvahs, or is that more flexible?
No, it's more flexible. The bar mitzvah is more flexible because some of the songs I play really is to the bride. In a bar mitzvah, I don't have any brides there,
right.
So I play, you know. No, mostly are lively songs.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are like love songs. So some of the Orthodox people said to me, no, don't play those kind of songs, play more the religious songs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to, you know, I have many, I have to cater to everybody.
Right. How would you describe Miami Beach or Miami in terms of the kinds of places that you play? And you mentioned some in here that, in hotels and condominiums, or
what do you mean to mention just the names of the hotels?
Well,
or?
What are the types of contexts then, or settings where you do most of your playing? Are those
okay? A lot of organizations call me doing. They have dinners or luncheons, you know. So I do for them like 45-minute concert.
Mm-hmm.
This is the show for
mm-hmm.
them, you know. And they have some speeches, they eat, and then we go for the show. And then when I say hotels, you know, I play almost in every hotel in town for affairs, you know.
Be they Jewish or non-Jewish, or?
Oh, a lot of people that are coming to the affairs are not Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you ever just play for a convention, you know, just as a band or something like that? Or the majority of your work is for...
The majority, yeah, is Jewish related. If I got a job like this, I will take it anyway, because we can do all kind of music. Mostly are strictly Jewish.
So hotels, organizations.
Well, yeah, and private parties. Everybody knows me already, because as you can see, I'm not advertising in any place. They already know me. They call me all the time. They really call me. They know. They recommend me all over the place.
What could you estimate what percentage of the events that you play are for a Latin audience here?
Okay, it might be like I can say maybe 20%.
20?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's coming more and more because I really didn't play for them much. And now we started to, I think, I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they hear me a couple of times and they say I have a good blend of music.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, sometimes we play, I remember a couple of years ago we play, they hired me just for the Jewish music and they got La Típica Tropical playing for them the Latin music.
Mm-hmm.
And we play the American and the Israeli music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they spend a lot of money because they got two bands. So now that they know that we're doing both, you know, not only both, we do a lot more. So they trying to get us maybe now more.
Mm-hmm. Do you have students that you're self teaching the klezmer to?
I'm not a teacher, really, and many people ask me if I can teach them to play the clarinet. I say, you know, I don't teach. I send them to other teachers, you know. And then if they like my music, you know, they welcome to come in places that I can tell them to come.
Mm-hmm.
You saw my nephew there, you
right.
remember?
Right.
Okay.
I was asking if there's anyone in your family
He's 11 years old, and this guy plays the piano. He studies all the time. He plays the piano. He already did concerts in the piano. He plays the piano, he plays the xylophone, he plays the marimba, he plays the trombone, he plays the guitar. Now he's working with the trombone, and now he wants to buy a sax. And, you know, he likes... So I take him sometimes when I can. He asks his mother and he comes with me, mm-hmm. just to listen. Mm-hmm. You know, who knows, maybe he will be one of the klezmers,
right.
in the future klezmers.
Right. Yeah. He seemed like a real nice boy. Really.
Oh yeah, he's very nice.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, he's nice.
He lives here in Miami Beach then, or Miami?
He lives in Miami Beach, yeah.
Is he the only one in your family of the younger generation that's interested in music?
Okay. He's the oldest one. There are four kids,
mm-hmm.
two brothers and two sisters. The other two sisters playing also the piano. So this is the only family I have here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
And my two daughters play the piano. Well, not professionally, just for fun, you
mm-hmm.
know, they study. Neither stop because of the call. They go to college and go to school.